Okay.
Lot of syrup. And we live right down there in that homestead I was telling you about where we live. And even after we moved up here, we had an outfit down there for making syrup. And we met the cane down there right close to the mill. And I'd go down there more. And I'd make 100 gallons a day sometimes. 100 gallons a day. And of course it was back under a shed here, the pan was, and back here my canned and things that I put it in, and the tub up here by the evaporator. And the wood sold over this here place that was cut off. The wood sold over there because I could thaw it better and do better myself than I could to have somebody else to thaw it. You could tell them how, but still they never could learn or see. Now you take like when you was making syrup, and it's hard to run regular. Let your juice come in regular and your syrup flow out regular. That's hard to do and keep it at that stage. Well, sometimes it would cool off, you know, and the juice running would get ahead of the syrup coming out. So I'm fooling with it. I had learned just how to do that. And if they'd fix me some fat pieces, small pieces that was fat, when it went to going down like that, I could run them in and let them get really to burning and then put in big wood. And that kept it regular, you know. But if they slowed in that big wood and kept the heat down on the coals, like, you know, there I was stuck till that there big wood got to burn.
You had to keep the...
I had to fire it myself to make sure.
You have to keep it the same temperature?
Yeah, if you expect the juice to run in and the syrup to run through the evaporator up here and run out, it's hard to do. You just have to watch it. And I couldn't put up with somebody else to farm it because I knew what it needed. And I would take those little long fat pieces when my thing went to getting out of balance and run them under there, and I would flare it up, you know, and keep it a-going until that about burnt out, and then I could put in bigger ones.
How would you crush the thing?
Through mills. Well, we done it with mules. Of course, they have power mills now. And take one man to the mill and keep a running it through there. And we had the tabs connected up with pipes so it just run. And the mill is a little higher out there. It was on a decline, you know, where the pan was. And it would run downhill down to the... and run in the back.
You said it was on a...
It run down, you know.
Down.
It was a little higher out there where they twisted it out than it was down there. And it would feed itself, although I had a spigot there that I'd cut it off and on with. Big or little.
It was always going at the same time?
Yeah.
You had it, one section you had it grinding and then the pipe carrying the juice? To the
bathroom? Yeah, two mills was grinding out there, and the juice running there from the two mills. But if it got to be too big there, I could cut it off a little.
Too much juice
was coming in for what I was getting out and getting behind with the feeding, you know, the firing, I mean.
That must have been a
full-time job. Oh, it was. That was the workingest thing I ever done in my life. And what I was telling you, I was there from as early as I could get down there by sunup. That was as early as I could get there, and that's pretty early now. I'd stay there and make syrup all day long till it got to where I couldn't see. Stand up there on my feet, and you couldn't do it sitting down. You had to be on your feet.